And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, it's Thanksgiving in the little town, and Lum, who has been a traditional Thanksgiving Day guest of the Peabody's, suddenly finds himself with no dinner invitation, inasmuch as Abner and his wife are out of town this year. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum at his home, engaged in a purposeful telephone conversation. Listen.
Well, I reckon you're all set to start carving a big turkey over there at your place, huh, Tom? How's that? Oh, you've done it, huh? Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, I just called up to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, Tom. And give my best to the missus and all your... Grannies, I gotta hang up, Tom. Somebody's at the door. Yeah, I'll see you later. So long. Come in.
Hey, anybody home?
Oh, how do you do, Finest? Come on in.
Oh, yeah, hello, hello, boy. I just thought I'd stop in and say hello. I'm on my way over to the Quincy's.
Over to the Quincy's?
Yeah. I'm taking Thanksgiving dinner with them.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. I think Abner sort of fixed it up for me.
He did, huh?
Yeah, as long as him and Elizabeth was going to be out of town this Thanksgiving, I think he sort of hinted around to Miss Quincy that I was going to be all alone.
Well, I'm sure Mrs. Quincy would have invited you to dinner without anybody having to hint around to her.
Oh, yeah, she's a good woman. Yes, she is, Lum. Thoughty, too, yes. Yeah, but I know Abner did talk to her. Fact says I heard him.
Oh, you did? he didn't say nothing about inviting somebody else over there, did he?
Who do you mean, Lum?
Oh, nobody.
I didn't know whether I'd catch you home today or not, Lum. I thought surely you'd be on your way to somebody's house for dinner by now.
Yeah. I sort of thought so myself.
Yeah. Thanksgiving ain't Thanksgiving without eating with some... whose house are you going to, Lum?
Well, I don't know, Finers. Just got so many invites here, I don't know which one of them to accept.
Uh-huh.
You know how hard it is to decide them things.
Yeah.
Always afraid you'll hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, is anybody besides you going over to the Quincy's, do you know?
Why, no, not that I know of, Lum. I didn't, why'd you want to know that for?
Oh, no reason at all. They've got a pretty good-sized supper table over there at the Quincy's place, ain't they?
Yeah, I believe it is. I don't recollect, though.
And there ain't going to be many sitting around it, is there?
No, I don't think so.
Just Ulysses and his woman and the young'un more than
And me.
And you. Granny, you folks are going to be kind of lonesome sitting around that big table all by yourselves, ain't you?
Oh, I don't believe so, Lum. We'll be so busy eating, we won't have time to talk no ways.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Granny's Lum, by the size of that turkey they got, we're liable to be eating for a couple of days.
They got a big turkey.
Oh, hit his feet a whole army. The biggest turkey I ever seen. You should see that.
Be a shame to let all that go to waste, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, with just four of you there to eat it, and one of you is just a half-grown kid of a boy.
Oh, we'll manage somehow, though.
Yeah, I know, but trouble of it is...
I'll say one thing for myself, Lum. I can eat. Yeah, especially when I set my mind to it, and I'm...
Yeah, but you want to recollect your manners there now, Finest. You don't want to make a gluten out of yourself.
Oh, well, I won't... I'm...
Be nice if there's somebody there that could sort of remind you about your manners. You might take somebody along with you to do that.
Huh?
Like, say, well, some friend of yours. Or some good friend of your son's, Abner.
Let's see. Who could I take along?
I might be able to make a good suggestion.
About the only feller I can think of is you and...
Yeah, who did you say?
I said you. Yeah, but you've got so many invites already, you don't know which one to take, so I...
Well, of course now, I ain't promised nobody definite.
I'd love to try to talk you into this, but I know it ain't no use if you...
Well, go ahead and try anyway.
Huh?
I'm an awful easy man to talk into things.
Well, so. I wouldn't feel right having you give up all them other invites just to help me out, love.
Well, I'm proud to do it, as far as that goes.
No, I wouldn't think of it. Wouldn't think of it.
You know, Finers, I was... Just thinking.
Huh?
Everybody ought to observe today in the same spirit as they done back there on the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
See, the Pilgrim Fathers got up this big supper and shared it with the Indians. And they... Wait a minute, there's somebody else at the door. Come in.
Well, I better be running along.
Oh, what a beauty day. What a beauty day.
Oh, hello there, Cedric.
Oh, boy, have I been eating. Boy, look at my belt. Last night.
Yes,
have
sir.
Have you ate already, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I sure have. Never ate so much in my whole life, I don't believe.
Well, I'm going to be doing the same thing pretty soon, Cedric. I can hardly wait to get over there.
Boy, I'm just plum stuffed. Do you know what all we had today, Mr. Lum?
Well, if you don't mind, Cedric, I'd just as leave you didn't tell me.
Had a stack of mashed potatoes about a mile high, all covered with the best gravy you ever tasted.
Cedric, don't bother to tell me about it.
Surely was good.
Yeah, that sure sounds... Did you have cranberries, Cedric?
Oh, yes, Mom. Forgot about that. Cranberries and turkey dressing and pumpkin pie with whipped cream on it.
Cedric, stop that.
Yes, Cedric, I wish you'd hush. You're making my mouth water, Cedric. I'd better be getting on over to Ulysses' house right now. I'll see you fellas later.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Finest. Don't leave right yet.
Oh, to be going, though.
Well, wait just a second, though.
I'm hungry, huh?
What do you say, me and you call up old Ulysses?
Call him up? What for?
Oh, I don't know. Just to talk to him, say happy Thanksgiving to him.
Well, I'm going to see him in about... I want to talk to him on... with you.
Well, it might be fun, though.
I want to see him.
I'd hate for Ulysses to be lonesome on a holiday like this. When you're talking to him, Finest, you might work my name into the conversation somehow. Might mention you seen me sitting around my place not doing nothing in particular.
But I don't want to talk to him. Anything I've got to say to him can wait till I get over there.
Hello, Ulysses. Wait a minute. A friend of yours here wants to talk to you. Here, Finest, take a receiver.
I don't want to talk to him. I'll be still.
Well, what'd you call him for, then?
I never call him.
Here, Cedric, you talk to him. Tell him I'm just sitting around here, sorter.
Well, I can't talk to nobody, Mr. Lum. I'm too full. Boy, that was a good meal.
Granny, looks like I'll have to talk to him myself. Hello, Ulysses. This is Lum Edwards. Yeah. Oh, just only tolerably. Yeah, just called up to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. Oh, not at all. I suppose you're getting ready to carve up a big turkey. Yeah. You know, Ulysses, I was just thinking we ought to get back into the spirit of the first Thanksgiving. Yeah. No, I mean one a long time ago. One way back in 16... or a long time ago. Yeah, you see, the Pilgrim Fathers shared their dinner with their friends and Indians and... How's that? Oh, I see. All right, then. Goodbye.
What happened to them? Why did he quit talking for?
Oh, he had to hang up. Some Indians just... some relays of his just come in unexpected.
Oh, well, by thunder, I better be getting over there before I lose my place.
I had a piece of mince pie, too. Forgot about that. Bigger than a pumpkin pie.
So long, Lum. Goodbye, Cedric. Don't eat too much, Lum.
Don't eat too much.
Wish somebody had told me that. All that whipped cream and everything.
Cedric, do you have to just sit there and keep talking about that?
Mom?
Granny, I wonder if the Redfields have had yet. Maybe I ought to call good old Charlie up. I ain't talked to him for quite a spell. Just do that.
How come you're calling up everybody today, Mr. Lum?
Oh, I don't know. I just like to talk to my friends is all. Just getting into the spirit of the holiday. It's only natural for a feller like me to spread the holiday cheer. Hello, Charlie, old boy. Yeah, this is old Lum. Oh, just only tolerably. Well, thank you, and the same to you. You know, Charlie, I just been sitting here thinking about the Pilgrim Fathers. Pilgrim Fathers, I said. Yeah, how they used to share their dinner and all that stuff. I suppose you're getting ready to carve up a big turkey. Huh? Oh. How was it? Well, I'll be seeing you around, Charlie. Goodbye.
I think the Redfields have done it their dinner.
I know they have. Let's see now. I wonder if the Sea Strunkses have had yet.
Oh, yes, Mom, they've done it.
And that illuminates them. Let's see now.
Oh, I know they have, because that's where I hit.
Might call up. Huh? You mean you head over to Sea Strunks's today?
Yes, Mom. Clarabelle invited me and Gomer over there. I hit to second table.
I always thought you took Thanksgiving dinner at home, Cedric.
Well, I'm going to. See, we're going to have our dinner tonight.
You are? Are you going to have many relays over there?
No, Mom. Don't think so. Just Papa and Mama and me, my little brother.
Well, what do you know about that? Cedric, my boy, sit down here. I want to tell you all about the Pilgrim Fathers. It seems that way back in the year 16, a long time ago, the Pilgrim Fathers always invited their friends and Indians to take Thanksgiving dinner with them. They always had a big turkey and sat around and smoked a pipe apiece. Wait a minute, Cedric, where about you going?
Well, that's a good idea. I think I'll go out and invite some Indians.